Hello and welcome back to the Community Podcast. I'm the managing editor of the community paper, Nick Chirgudiu, and I'm here with a very special guest, Karen Buckaloo from Boutique Medical Clinic. She's here as a representative of a local business who's doing well. We had 5 years last year, going on 6 years. And so we're going to talk a little bit about making it through the pandemic, but also some of the services she offers and the things she does to differentiate herself in the marketplace and in the industry. So thank you, Karen, for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So we wrote a little bit about hitting 5 years. And for anybody who's kind of keeping track, 2025, 5 years, that meant you started in 2020, which was a little bit of a challenging time. So you open up a facility and then immediately kind of had to go to a distancing, right, with your clients?
Yes. My plan, I started developing my plan in December of 2019. And then, you know, I'm self-funded. So I, you know, loaned money to myself and prepared my space and everything was ready to go. And I literally opened the exact moment that COVID was announced. So it was a very humbling experience. But, you know, when you focus on what the needs are mm-hmm. of your patients that and follow that and make sure, you know, that you're taking care of them how they need to be taken care of in that moment, then everything works out. And so I just pivoted and made sure I was on top of, you know, acquiring COVID tests and antibody tests and helping, you know, people with travel and when they were sick and, you know, all of those things that were necessary at that time and vaccinations, et cetera. And then you also, you know, meet a lot of people you wouldn't have normally met. And then they continued to follow me even till today.
Yeah. And you had the added benefit of being a nurse practitioner. So as you were seeing the stuff coming through and you mentioned the test that you were administering, so not only just the swab but or the basic test, the antibody test, you were doing the big one too. And you were able to do that. So how did that work when you were trying to, like, again, open a space, but, you know, you're switching over to COVID testing versus something else?
It honestly just felt like a natural pivot. I mean, no one is going, well, a lot of people still wanted aesthetic services, but it just wasn't something that was appropriate to offer at that time. And, you know, the focus, you know, was much more serious. So not being a state testing site, not being a hospital organization, and being a small business, I just had to stay on top of everything myself and align myself with companies that were offering those testing supplies to make sure I had access.
Talking about evolution, you know, you're going on 6 years. Congratulations this year.
Thank you. It's hard to believe.
Yeah. There is a lot of technology that goes into what you do. So keeping up with that, figuring out what's going to be right for not only your clients, but the marketplace in general, you got to try to figure out, like, predict what people in, you're located in Ivanhoe Village. So everywhere from Winter Park to Baldwin Park to College Park, you serve all of those different neighborhoods. How do you keep up with that? Do you go to, like, are there a lot of shows that you go to? Are you doing a lot of reading? How do you keep up with all the technology that's out there?
So, yes, you definitely have to do your research and be discerning because there are many, many, many companies out there that have, you know, a device, a product, and you can't just go with the first person that walks in the door. You really have to do your research to make sure you're, you know, acquiring the most advanced technology, but the top-notch technology, which is what I've done because seriously, almost every other day, another device rep walks in the door. And I already have what I need. I already have what's the best. These companies do not sell their technology to locations that might have multiple locations, but a cheapy membership because they know that, you know, those results matter and it's not going to fall under a $99 membership. It's, you know, it's going to be for someone who's very discerning and cares about getting the best possible technology and the best possible results. Hundreds of thousands of dollars later, I have, you know, made sure to acquire the best of the best, which is my, you know, Cyton BBL Hero and Moxie Laser, and then BTL, M-Phase, and Exeon, and Imcella. And all of these devices were chosen to particularly care for, you know, women in my population and men as well, but primarily women seek out these services because we're the ones going through the big hormonal shifts, you know, between perimenopause and menopause. So I need to be able to support the changes that go along with that, with the technology and with the interventions, you know, that I provide here.
Right. So I think I'm a guy, I get kind of caught up. I've got to see and tour and take a look at some of the technology that you use. But really, the technologies or tools, what you bring to the table is a strategy based on talking to your client, your nurse practitioner. So you're bringing a medical sort of viewpoint to it. So you start there with the consult. You take a look at what their goals are, and you maybe bring them, you were mentioning menopause and perimenopause, you may bring some knowledge that they may not know about. Like, I all of a sudden I'm feeling like this. Well, you know, there's a reason for that.
Right. And it is helpful, you know, for, you know, gentlemen to learn about what's going on, because everyone knows a female, whether, you know, it's a partner or a sister or a friend or a coworker or a mom or grandma. And it is good for everyone to have that knowledge base, because, you know, truly, like, going through this myself, having gone through it myself and not having that medical support system at the time, it often made me wonder, like, what the heck is happening? Like, you feel a little anxious and crazy, and you're having symptoms that are unexplainable. And, you know, I wish I'd had that knowledge before, but that's what I want to bring to women now. And, you know, as we know from all of the extra media attention that perimenopause and menopause is getting now, you know, thanks to many physicians that are, you know, coming forward with this knowledge base and celebrities, there's a lot more conversation surrounding it now, which is very, very beneficial. And so I'm excited, you know, to have the education and background to be a part of that.
This is a good segue to talk about the Menopause Society Certified Practitioner certification that you got recently.
Yes. And that that did require some rigorous studying and a background of advanced education, because the certification provides a knowledge base and evidence based practice to care for each person individually. It's definitely not cookie cutter. It just reinforces the necessity and power of a full comprehensive evaluation, lab work, ongoing monitoring, symptom evaluation, because some people may respond, you know, to one formulation and someone else might respond better to another. And so sometimes it's magical. Like in my case, when I started my estrogen patch and my micronized progesterone capsule, it was magical for me. And it lifted the cobwebs in my brain. And I was having unexplained anxiety and depression. And, you know, that in the past was treated with offering me an antidepressant when what I actually needed was hormones. And so obtaining that certification and all of the knowledge behind it, it makes you very aware and more discerning of what's going on with someone that falls in the age range. And, you know, perimenopause can start as early as mid-30s. It's not always, you know, just 40s. So I found it extremely beneficial and reinforcing into how I manage my practice. From a family nurse practitioner background, you always look holistically. You're always looking at what's going on in the body, and what's reflecting in the body is also reflecting in the skin. And women most of the time are walking in with symptoms and walking in because they're unhappy with their volume changes or sagging or dry skin. And all of these are symptoms of hormone changes.
Mm-hmm. What about the intake process for somebody who has maybe not gone to a facility or met with someone like you before? What do you usually tell people who are maybe overcoming a little bit of trepidation for coming in for the first time? What does the first time look like when they come to meet with you?
What that would look like is, you know, we have just a full conversation. This is a partnership with my patients. And there's still a lot of fear surrounding hormone treatment based on the misinterpretation of the Women's Health Initiative. So, you know, for years, women were scared to take hormones, and many are still scared today. But with all the information, if you're, you know, following it all, which is part of Dr. Vonda Wright's conference that I attended, which was the Women's Health Conversations, it's all kind of ties together. You know, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, Kelly Casperson, Dr. Salas Whalen, you know, all of these physicians, Dr. Corrine Mann specifically, had breast cancer herself and understands that hormone therapy does not cause breast cancer. So she's another one to really look at if that's a concern. But, you know, hormones themselves don't cause the cancer. If that were so, anyone that's taken birth control pills, which is actually a higher dose of hormones than what you would be getting in hormone therapy, everyone would have cancer. So it's just wouldn't make sense. So it was a lot of unnecessary fear. So that is discussed. No one's forcing hormone therapy on anyone, and neither am I. It's just letting you have the education and the understanding and then making that choice. Uh-huh. And there are non-hormonal options as well. However, with hormone therapy, you're getting the brain protection, the heart protection, the bone protection. So it's not just about relieving, you know, your vasomotor symptoms. Like, you know, everyone thinks of night sweats and flushing and all of those things. That's important to control because it is miserable if you're having that. But the most important thing is preventing chronic disease and frailty as you age. And so that is part of the entire conversation.
Nice. We talked a lot about menopause, perimenopause, the services you offer there. Those are not the only services that you offer. I want to make sure that we're giving due time to
correct
everything else that you do. What are some of your more popular services? What are some that maybe you offer that men are taking part in as well? Because I want to come over and take part in some of this. So,
right.
Yeah.
So I do have a number of men that enjoy M-Face, non-surgical facelift, because you're getting the radio frequency heat through the pads that are applied to the face, which is improving your skin and enhancing collagen and elastin. Then you have strong electromechanical contractions that are actually tightening the muscles under the skin. And there's no other way to do that. No other way to really work out your face, right? And put kind of helps put things back where they're supposed to be. So people are using that to, you know, improve laxity and improve volume loss without having to go under the knife, which is nice, right? There's no downtime with that. A number of men are also taking advantage of my BBL Hero Moxie laser, because just having a clean, you know, healthy palate takes at least 5 years off of your appearance without doing any injectables. So I like to focus on things that are very rejuvenative, restorative, not just a Band-Aid. It's like treating the root cause of the problem. And the BBL Hero changes the biology of the skin. If you look at the original studies from Dr. Patrick Bitter Jr., when he did, you know, the study through Stanford, oh, I can't remember exactly how many years ago, but a number of years ago, because he's done well over 50,000 of these procedures by now, it actually changed the gene expression of the skin cells to age them in reverse. And so that's pretty powerful. Yeah. And then we have, you know, vitamin shots and peptides and weight loss. So we've got our GLPs that, of course, are the weight loss peptides, right? Originally intended for diabetes, but your side effect is weight loss. And now they're finding with those many, many health benefits. It's not cheating. It's actually treating insulin resistance that does come along with female and male hormone changes. And you're getting brain protection, improvements in blood pressure, heart protection. It's very anti-inflammatory. So everything works together. And, you know, a lot of my patients are high achievers, executives, and need to be on top of their game, right? So now looking at NAD also, which declines as we age, and boosting that, boosting mitochondrial health. Just looking at all of our longevity services are quite popular with men.
I could see that. Thinking about GLP, regardless of gender, something that I've heard about it is that it gives you a different relationship with food, right? So not only are there physical changes, but there's sort of a psychological change when it comes to dealing with food. Is that true? Like, what have you seen with your clients as far as that goes?
Definitely. And with any, attempts at losing weight, however you're doing it, once you make a change, if you can stick with that change, you know, for 28 days, then it becomes a habit, mm-hmm. right? And the GLPs do help with that because it calms the food noise. If you're someone that has difficulty with, you know, cravings of, you know, sweets, carbs, alcohol, semaglutide itself is being studied for addiction. And that is a good first choice to help that specific population because it keeps you from wanting it at all or wanting a lot less of it. And so then, you know, enter tirzepatide. It works just on two different pathways instead of just the one GLP-1 pathway. And that is appropriate for someone, you know, that might not have as much food noise, but still needs help with eating properly and portion control. But the mainstay is always, always going to be eating plenty of protein.
Just thinking about the name of boutique, you know, a clinic versus a spa, how do you differentiate and how do the two come together for you?
So from the beginning, I never saw myself completely as a medical spa. It always had the inklings of being a medical clinic, hence the name. And I wanted it to be, you know, intimate and personal. So I chose the name boutique, but just B-O-U-T-I-Q, referencing like, you know, nice boutique hotels, right? And the services that I offer are geared more toward, let's say, functional aesthetics. So it's actually doing something for you under the surface and not just masking symptoms or masking issues. So that's another reason I chose the devices that I chose. So going back a little bit to the issues that arise in menopause and postmenopause. So let's take the genitourinary syndrome of menopause, for instance. More and more is coming out about this. And what that means is, you know, being ill with urinary tract infections and not having the same sensation that you might have had when you were younger, noticing that you had a urinary tract infection. So it goes on and on and on without any symptoms until it becomes severe and you end up in the hospital. So it's, you know, pretty enlightening to know that $2 billion per year in the United States is spent on urinary tract infections, which can easily be prevented. And so part of the whole treatment repertoire is, you know, vaginal estrogen for women and sitting on my Imcella, which is for pelvic floor therapy. Now, that pelvic floor therapy is for men and women because men also have a pelvic floor. It's not just UTI prevention. And also, you know, for stress incontinence issues or, you know, prostate issues, it does treat all of those things, but it also treats, you know, blood flow, increases blood flow. So it's also, you know, for intimate and sexual wellness. So it does several things. And all you do is walk in and sit down in your clothes and you get 11 to 12,000 Kegels in 28 minutes. So it far surpasses any pelvic floor therapy, you know, for women that are concerned postpartum or having leakage and things like that. But also this is big prevention, you know, for preventing those GSM or genitourinary syndrome of menopause issues.
So looking ahead in 2026, are you seeing something like that as one of the big services you're going to be offering? What else is coming out that you feel like is going to be a big part of health this year?
So yes, I've already had a number of men and women coming in for Imcella. So it's becoming more well-known and more popular. And also regarding like functional aesthetics, the M-phase for the non-surgical facelift, that's also FDA approved for TMJ. So seeing big improvements with TMJ, which is, you know, can be very, very debilitating and painful for some folks. And usually Botox was one of the only options, you know, in the masseter to relax that muscle. But now we have, you know, M-phase that also treats this. And we're also seeing improvements in the facial aesthetic asymmetries and Bell's palsy, helping realign after nerve damage. Mm-hmm. So it's really fascinating what's coming down.
And is there anything you can do to make my beard look younger, like any electric current you can shoot into the?
You would hate me. You would have to shave your beard.
No.
To take advantage of a lot of the services.
No, not going to happen.
No, no. We could just do a little painting. Okay. And then, you know, then we can laser the exposed part of the face. I'm always the last person to jump on any bandwagon because, you know, safety is important. Appropriate treatments are important. I don't follow fads and trends, and I go by, you know, evidence. Mm-hmm. And you know, many, many more people are becoming aware of other peptides that are beneficial for aging and longevity and skin improvements and muscle and anti-inflammatory improvements. And some of those examples are your sirmorelin or GHKCU, which are copper peptides that sometimes you'll see in skincare products. So, and NAD, of course. And so I have been utilizing those myself to make sure, you know, that the benefits are true and that they're safe, and working with, you know, the best pharmacists to get protocols together. So that is something that I'll be launching very soon.
So Karen, so thank you so much for being here with us today. How does somebody get in touch with you? How does somebody set up their first consult? Can you talk a little bit about that process?
I do have a website, actually a new website, and that is boutiqueclinic.com, B-O-U-T-I-Q, clinic.com. And our phone number is also 777-2449. And you're able to schedule appointments online or by calling. And I'm happy to get you on the books.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much.